This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Hey everyone, it's Dave here. In today's episode, we are going to talk about how to slow down and why it's important. And I'm going to be talking about families when I talk about this and why it's important. So when we involve our children in our daily tasks, inevitably it slows us down. And perhaps that's where the real virtue is, because this slowing down allows us to be present, to witness their learning, their growth, and to nurture their curiosity. And it makes us appreciate the simpler pleasures of life, because seeing the world once again through the fresh, wonder-filled eyes of a child, ultimately, it reminds us that not everything needs to be rushed, and not every moment spent together is a precious memory in the making. But as a self-prescribed high-growth needs individual, I admit that slowing down is a huge challenge for me, because I thrive on rapid progress, constant movement, and just pushing forward. And yet when I take the time to pause and involve my children in my tasks, I realize that growth isn't just about speed or efficiency. It's about the richness of the experience, or the depth of the connection that you're making, and the cultivation of curiosity elements, things that are always overlooked, and we rush through life. And these moments of slowing down, one of, the seemingly mundane, things that happen, they contribute to a different kind of growth, and one that is a little bit more holistic, meaningful, and fulfilling. And involving, my kids in my daily tasks does more than just slow me down. It makes me appreciate that moment. It nurtures that sense of responsibility and competence, teaching my kids the practical life skills that will inevitably serve them well in the future. From cooking to cleaning to, gardening, grocery shopping, these tasks provide more practical lessons in teamwork, problem solving, and perseverance. Because ultimately, I'm trying to teach them the value of hard work, the satisfaction of getting a job done, and the importance of contributing to the household. So it's an investment in their self-esteem, their self-reliance, fostering a sense of achievement and independence, and they see the real-world application of concepts that they are, inevitably are going to get in school. So kind of brings that learning to life. So involving them isn't just about bonding and making memories. It's also about equipping them with skills and values that will aid them through their, life's journey. And I know you're thinking, what does this have to do? Ignore my phone. Once again, that happens constantly. What does this have to do with mental health and wellness? And where I go with this is that so many people who listen to this have either served as a coach, a mentor, a field training officer, anything like that. And the constant complaint that I hear from our FTOs in, different programs is how slow they have to go. And I think that's really important to just slow down and enjoy that time of being slow, because it's really important to nail down the nuances of the lessons of life. I mean, with my kids, it's a little bit more practical. I'm teaching them how to hold a knife and cut, food item to prep for dinner. But when you're teaching someone how to do a simple crash report, or, take a patient's blood pressure, all those little things that we take for granted, when you really have to slow down, you're ultimately enriching someone else's experience. And I need this reminder in myself to just slow down and be patient. I don't need to rush everything. Not everything needs to be an emergency. Just because I've been institutionalized to do everything quickly and as fast as I can doesn't mean that's the best environment or the best thing to do, because our jobs are incredibly stressful. And sometimes when we have that mentality of just go, 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 we are inevitably going to stress out our peers, our colleagues, our supervisors, our subordinates, if you're in a supervisory standpoint. Just creates this extra stress, and it's all self-induced. So back to my kids, when I incorporate them in everyday tasks, it really shows what leadership traits are sought after. It's that trust, vulnerability, and coaching, because, when we trust our kids with tasks, we inherently display that we have trust in their abilities, which gives them confidence and encourages them to step out of their comfort zones. And by allowing our children to see us in our most vulnerable states amidst the messiness and unpredictability of our daily errands, We teach them that it's okay to be imperfect because we give them space to make those mistakes. We learn from them. You know, we foster resilience and we are adaptable and we guide them through the task and provide constructive feedback. We take on the role of coach, you know, facilitating their learning and growth and development, their problem solving skills, nurturing their curiosity, and, you know, involving them in activities is sowing the seeds of leadership in their young minds and prepares them for the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And we can ultimately apply this to our work lives very easily. When you get that opportunity to coach, to guide, to mentor, even if you're, you know, you're a basketball coach at the local junior high as a volunteer, or you're a field training officer, whatever the case may be, you can take that same approach and apply it and truly grow another human being into something just honestly quite amazing. You know, when we teach these things, you know, especially trust, you know, I step back and watch my kids do something. I don't offer people at work that same thing. And one of the quotes that sticks out to me from a guy who was teaching a class on trust in organizations, you know, he said a lot of times when people say they trust that, you know, I'm going to delegate a task, but they don't always delegate the authority. And we need to be really cognizant of that. If I trust you to go handle something, I need to give you the authority to also do it. Now, the one thing that I will never delegate down is the responsibility that goes with it, because that's setting someone else up for failure. That means if they fail, I'm going to lob their head off. And that's not what it's about. It's about being in a learning environment. And we all know that in learning environments, I'm not there to discipline. I'm there to teach. And that's where that act of slowing down really comes into play. So, you know, when we adopt that same mentality in our work cultures, we get a more collaborative environment. You know, we get that feedback back and forth, and we really have to entrust our team members with tasks and responsibilities, and not responsibility as in, you know, the ultimate responsibility, but the responsibilities of having that freedom to be able to get things done, you know, having confidence in them and, you know, motivating people to step out of their comfort zone and take on a challenge and, you know, promote a culture where vulnerability really isn't shamed, but it's seen as a fundamental aspect of growth and can lead to, you know, openness and creativity. Because, you know, I was reading a book about Socrates, and he was known to be the smartest man. And it wasn't for the reasons that you would think, because with Socrates, he claimed to not know as much as all the people around him. So he was constantly asking questions of people. And so he became known as the smartest man because he admitted that he didn't know everything. So he had this constant need to continue to learn. And that's the idea that we want to foster. And I can remember so many times in my career where I was afraid to ask the question because I knew that as soon as it came out of my mouth, you know, I would be ostracized for it. And that's not conducive to anybody. That's not bettering me. It's not bettering an organization or a department or whatever the case. When we have the ability to be humble in what we do and admit that we don't know something, and it's in, you know, somewhat of a safe space to say, hey, I don't understand. Can you run this through me again? That makes our job so much safer, because the last thing I want to do is do a building search with someone who didn't quite get it at the training and now it's real. That's a terrible idea. It's a recipe for disaster. So, you know, in many ways, our professional lives mirror the growth and evolution we witness in our personal lives. And those same principles that apply when raising our kids can be, you know, transformative when we apply them in our work lives. And just like we need to slow down, invest time in our children, we need to take those times to engage meaningfully with those people around us, our colleagues, our bosses, you know, if you're in a supervisor role, the people that work in your team. But, you know, our teams are constantly evolving over time. And that means we'll grow, we'll acquire new skills, you know, people will earn promotions and leave the team, and then someone new will come in. And that's our time to bring someone else into that fold. And just remember to have that patience to slow down and make it not so much that we need to have it perfect the first time, because that doesn't exist. And we can do something 100 times and it's still never going to be perfect, but at least we offer that safe environment to allow the mistakes to happen before it's real, and just slow down and take that time to do it. So those are my thoughts for the day. I hope you had a good weekend. If it's your, that these usually come out on Mondays. If you had the weekend off, awesome. As always, thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. Please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.